be honest with you. Joining me now to discuss this is an expert on new media. He's the head of Future Media from the BBC. He's James Cridland. He's on the line now. Morning, James.
Morning, Toby. How are you?
I'm lovely, thank you. This is all very clever stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's quite scary, actually, in a way, isn't it?
It is, yeah. How do these companies know what makes us tick?
Well, I think they've got Paul Walker done to a T, I have to say.
So do I.
Well, I mean, basically, it uses all of the information that you put into your profile. So if you say that you've just got engaged, for example, then all of a sudden clever advertisers will come in and go, OK, well, you clearly want ads for wedding rings, you want ads for wedding dresses, you want ads for, you know, where to hold your reception and so forth. So they're just using the information that you've actually put into these sites to make them work.
And it means that they can target you much more effectively. Is this the end for kind of old-fashioned advertising, you know, newspapers and stuff like that?
Well, I think advertising is changing. I mean, there used to be the old Coronation Street effect of banging an ad on telly, hoping that as many people would see it as possible, and that's fine. But if you've just bought a car, you're not looking for a new one, so therefore it's pointless advertising you a new car in that case. So what I need to do if I'm selling you a new car is to get you at the exact moment that you think, oh, this car's not very good, is it? Which is why you hear loads of car ads on the radio, because the best time to sell you a new car, obviously, is when you're driving your old one. So, you know, really, advertising on the internet is just sort of taking those ideas and using them with the information that people are actually sticking onto their pages as well.
It's not just on the internet either, is it? I mean, there's all sorts of new stuff happening these days. I was reading the day about blue casting, where people can sit in the middle of town with a Bluetooth point, just sending blanket messages to people as they walk past shops.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are tons of different ways. I mean, your loyalty card for your supermarket, for example, they know everything that you buy. So the supermarket I go to, for example, sells me money off beer, which is a fantastic plan, but money off a brand that it knows that I haven't tried. So I win out of that because I get cheaper beer, and the beer company wins out of that because I'm buying their brand. But it's actually even more cleverer because clearly the supermarket knows who buys the Daily Mail, and the supermarket also knows what type of ice cream they buy or what their favourite air freshener smell is. So actually, if you go to a clever supermarket, they'll actually tell you that the favourite, you know, air freshener smell for somebody that buys the Financial Times is lavender or something. I don't know. So they actually know a ton of really interesting information about you.
It's clever stuff, and there's two ways to look at it, isn't there? First of all, is it a bit worrying that they've got so much information about us? Or is it a good thing? Because, you know, I only really want adverts about stuff that I'm interested in.
Well, I would tend to think it's the second one. I think that advertising that has nothing to do with me is just an interruption, wherever it happens to be, whether it's on the telly, whether it's on the internet. But advertising that's relevant to me is actually really interesting. So the last thing that I want to go and see on the television, for example, is ads for baby nappies. Because I don't have a baby. I've got absolutely no interest in that kind of thing. And frankly, I'm normally eating and I don't like it. But actually, if I could get rid of on my television the ads for baby nappies, the ads for, you know, lipstick and all that kind of stuff, then I would be far, far happier, you know. And so I think actually it's almost like you taking control over some of the advertising messages that you see.
Of course, this pans out much wider than just advertising. You're head of something very important and long titled at the BBC. Look at the way that we're having to change. I mean, we've just recently started podcasting.
Yeah.
Which has gone bonkers. I mean, I think, you know, 4,000 downloads or something in month one.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I mean, we're really having to change the way we work, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us are. And I think, you know, all of a sudden people are getting far more control over, you know, over the media that they consume. So I can actually, you know, enjoy the media that I want through things like the iPlayer. I can actually enjoy some of the TV programs, some of the radio programs that I want, whether it's from Radio Sheffield or from other stations, at a time that suits me. So all of a sudden, I'm not having to sit and wait for a particular program to come on. I can actually go and have a listen to it or watch it whenever I want. And I think that's really where the future is.
Does this mean, of course, though, that from now on, everything that we watch will have adverts all around it? I mean, I watched something on the F1 site, the ITV F1 site, and every clip had a 30-second Guinness advert before it came on, which, by the time I watched four clips, had got me quite infuriated.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think people need to be really careful about it. And I think you also need to be really careful about the type of information that you type in to sites like Facebook and things. I mean, for example, you know, the information that I know about you, I'm in the BBC group, which you are as well. Mm. So therefore, I can see all of your information without you even saying that you're my friend. So I know that you went to bed at 8:30 last night. You know, and so it's quite scary that the information that gets put online, you know, like that, particularly as we're seeing newspapers now using Facebook, we're using employers using Facebook to check out employees, you know, but while when they're trying to work out whether they're going to hire them, you know, it's really interesting the amount of data which is actually on there, and also sometimes the they actually get it wrong. So, you know, my girlfriend, for example, had her 35th birthday recently, and she's not tuned in, so I can tell you that. But she went onto Facebook on her birthday. The first ad she saw was, "Isn't it time to make a will?" I mean, you know, you need to be really, really careful. Or I have another friend who's happily married to a woman, but he says on his profile that he likes Kylie Minogue and musical theatre. So right. He gets ads for, well, you know, people that like Kylie Minogue and musical theatre rather than the type of advertising that you might expect.
Well, it's interesting because it is about how you use that information, because, I mean, I've talked about this morning on the show. Mm. Last night was the worst night's sleep I got. I didn't go to sleep. I sat and stared at the clock all night. However, because you've got half the story, you're looking at it thinking, I know Toby went to bed at 8:30 because at 8:30 I probably updated my profile, Toby's off to bed.
Yes. Exactly.
So you think I got to bed all night and he was in bed at 8:30 and it'll be bright and breezy this morning, whereas in actual fact, I'm knackered. Well, so unless you've got all the information, it's difficult to really target someone, isn't it?
Absolutely. So you need to be really careful there. And I think also you need to be careful about what your friends stick onto Facebook as well. So actually, you know, that picture of you in the pub the other night, you know, enjoying a pint of Wentworth Bitter or whatever, you know, and actually, you know, somebody has helpfully tagged it with your name, which means that all of your friends and all of your friends' friends see this picture of you in the pub when you told the other half that you were far too, you know, far too tired to go out and everything else. Mm. You know, you need to be really careful. I think.
Now you're getting me in real trouble. James, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
That's James Cridland, who's the head of Future Media and Technology at the BBC's Audio and Music Interactive. You must have the biggest business card in the whole of the Beeb, James.
I know, it's huge.
Thanks very much.